Trini Serapalli is one of the foremost human change makers and peak performance experts in the world today. Widely considered as a change master, Trini uses a compelling combination of hypnosis and neuroconditioning to make powerful and life-lasting changes in people almost instantly. He's a sought-after speaker, teacher, and a mentor to many on the subjects of business and personal success. Trini offers many training programs to individuals and corporations alike. Regarded by many of the world's foremost speakers and trainers as a true transformational expert, Trini's radio and TV shows reach about 5 million people in the USA and beyond. Trini has addressed over 1 million people through his seminars, workshops, and presentations. He's been featured on ZTV USA and many other international media publications. Over 400,000 people listen to Trini's Success Talk on a daily basis across various radio and TV channels worldwide. Set the altitude of your expectations high, and here is Trini Serapalli.
Good morning, Silicon Valley. Good morning, listeners. Good morning, friends. Thank you for tuning in. This is Success with Trini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. I'm Trini Serapalli. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30 a.m. Having this conversation with you. To be precise, 25 and a half minutes is exactly how much time I have with you. My idea is very simple, that I come start a conversation with you in which you talk to yourself. I just happen to be the catalyst that you start identifying your ideas, your thoughts, your beliefs, and align them to a purpose that is much more bigger and meaningful than which you are pursuing right now. That's the idea. We have many goals that we try to, we have set for ourselves. Some set by us, some set by other people around us. And there are expectations of us to reach those goals and surpass those numbers and create meaning for them who has expectations of you. As I do the show here, I think you have expectations of me. That's how I come. That's the mindset I have, that you think or you have some expectations of this show or of my time here, that I try to live up to as much as I can. But I am limited by many things here. We have many things going on. In fact, if you've been to Success 2020, I was making a point there. I said, I operate from darkness, small little studio, and having this conversation. No idea who is listening, no idea, you know, who is tuned in, who is tuned out. Maybe you're listening, maybe someone is listening for the very first time. Maybe they subscribed because they listened the last time. Probably you're listening to the, 100th show, no idea. Same level of enthusiasm, same level of curiosity with which I come in every day, the same with which I came in the very first time when I started getting into a studio and doing this. Success 2020 was to get together and meet all the listeners, that which I cannot do here on air, to get to know them, to get to relate to them at a different level in person. That was the idea. If you were there, I'm thankful to you for coming. If you couldn't come, then again, Success 2021. If there is life beyond today, and if I go to that level, to that extent, then Success 2021 is the event where I will connect with you in person again exactly a year from now. That's the idea. In fact, I won't wait for a year. Maybe our paths will cross at some social event, or maybe at some place. No idea. Got many questions at Success 2020, and an incredible, the power was in the questions. The power was in the attendees, not in the speakers. And there were many questions, those questions are those that I took home and I started pondering. I started thinking. Somebody asks a question like this, what is their mindset behind it? What kind of challenge? What kind of pain? What kind of situations that they are going through? I have been here on, and every time I start a show, I say this, I say, we all have a key question. You are asking a question right now to yourself. You have no idea. Your unconscious mind is asking a question to you. In fact, you woke up with a question this morning. I did. I know you did. And you're trying to answer that question. Every action, every activity throughout the day will try to answer that question. Magically, for some people, it could be a few days. Some people, it could be a few months. For some, it could be a few years. Eventually, you'll find the answer. Simplicity at the far side of complexity. You have to go through a lot of hassle. You have to go through a lot of challenges. You have to go through a lot of mental agony before you find a solution to your problem. That shouldn't be that way, but it seems that way. You see, we do success talk, we do motivation, we talk about inspiration, we talk about self-improvement, all of these things, because we want to take away the pain as much as possible. We want to condense the path if possible. We're not taking a shortcut by any means, but we're trying to eliminate the pain along the way. Can this be eliminated with a good conversation? Can this be eliminated with a good technique or a good strategy or a good idea? We know that in collectiveness, pain doesn't exist. That we know. In other words, if you take your situation and you go talk to someone else and you share your emotion, then the effect of that emotion on your existence minimizes or diminishes. We know that. And you do it the right way, it heals. You do it in a meaningful way. In fact, there was a question, you know, I say this, at the end, at the beginning and throughout, life is a happiness game. You're not happy that something is wrong, something is incorrect. Can you be completely whole, you know, in your full existence, can you be completely happy? Maybe, maybe not, that's not the point. But the pursuit of happiness gives meaning to life. You see, the pursuit of happiness. Hence, it is called a happiness game. Nobody can stay perpetually happy. Nobody can stay perpetually sad. It doesn't work like that. But then, the pursuit of happiness. In fact, if you have not seen that movie, you know, see that. Will Smith's Pursuit of Happiness. It's an incredible movie. As I said the word pursuit of happiness, that movie came to my mind, across my thought. But it is about, you know, trying and making everything that we do to achieve that state of happiness. That's all there is to this. Now, some people find different ways to do it. Some people find work. Some people find the work is the definition of their happiness. Some people say money is the definition. Accumulation of money is the definition of my happiness. Or deep, it probably gives me a deep sense of security. Sometimes people say, my relationships are sense of security, or that gives me the happiness. Whatever it is for you, it is for you. There is no one way or the other. Or there is no definitive way. This is your way. That's how this works. So, there are formulas. In fact, I did share a few, on the shows here. If you heard me here. If you were at Success 2020, I think I shared, I talked about this. But if not, I'll just give it to you. If you're listening to this for the very first time. See, a fulfilled life, or a happy or a fulfilled life, in which pain exists. It is supposed to exist. Confusion exists. Lack of clarity, confusion, all these elements, you know, some degree of lack of self-belief should exist. It will exist. In fact, you know, if the pursuit is correct, these elements empower you to do things in a bigger way. There should be doubts. There should be questions. There should be a level of, some level of detachment. There should be some level of ambiguity. It has to exist. There is no way those things can be eliminated. And that's what gives the definition of who we are as humans. Because we exist in both states. See, people come to a success event thinking that success is something that I can learn, I can pursue, whatever, right? That's why we do this. You know, a success event or a success talk or any of these things like that. But the fact of the matter is, you cannot stack success without stacking failure. Success and failure are the two sides of the same coin. You can't stack one without stacking the other. So what's the ultimate, you know, thing or the ultimate pursuit in all this? Well, here is the answer. Okay, we now know that there are certain elements that have to be in place for an individual to be happy and fulfilled. Not perpetually, but fulfilled, contented, and then they are existing in sync, in harmony with life, We know a few things that have to exist. And I want you to, you know, if I'm making sense, right? If I got your attention, if I'm making sense, I want you to listen to this for just a few seconds. And you see exactly from which place I'm coming as I'm sharing this with you. Maybe I'm, well, on a radio, on a show like this, maybe I'm sharing this with you. In fact, I'm talking to myself. You see, I'm sharing it with myself. Years and years and years going through this, I'm still a student, I'm still understanding this. Maybe I'm perceived as an expert because of radio, but I'm a student of success. There's no expert here. Everybody's an expert. I'm not on your path. You are not on my path. Your experiences in your journey are yours. I can learn from them, I can relate to them, but then I am not experiencing them. So here is what we know. If you are seeking a fulfilled life, or if you are a happy, fulfilled life, within which, by the way, happiness is not consistent. It has its own swings, it has its own ups and its own lows. Here is what we know, okay? One of the elements is that you need to have faith in the higher power. That something there is responsible for which the way you are acting, reacting, behaving, interacting, and everything that's happening for you on this plane. Something there. We don't know what that is. You believe in God? Absolutely. All the power to you. You call it a higher power? All the power to you. Whatever you think. I'm not here to talk about any of those things. I'm telling you that there is if you have the faith in the higher power, whatever that higher power is, then you seem to be on the path to fulfillment. We know that. And I'm saying that's looking at statistics. It's not my personal belief. Looking at people, working with people, and making those derivative conclusions as they are giving the data to me. Based on my interaction with people, this is my observation, that people who have faith in higher power are on the path to fulfillment. Whatever that is. Okay. The second aspect to that, this is deep confidence in themselves. Confidence in yourself, that which you do, that which you believe in, that which you engage in, that which you give your heart, soul, mind to, confidence within yourself. You don't derive confidence from the objects with which you deal. You don't derive confidence with the money or the car or the house or the place that you live or the people with which you interact. You are not deriving confidence from these objects, but confidence with the subject being you as an individual. You see, when you as a subject are there, the objects around you are inconsequential. You need them, we all need each other, but the core, your self-worth and your self-being is based on the subject, and that's you, not somebody else. You're not seeking validation. You're not seeking approval. You're not seeking somebody's, you know, hand or support or push or pull, whatever that is. You are not, because you are you. So we know that confidence in yourself means that you are on path to a fulfilled life. We know that now. Okay, the third element to this is dedication to a purpose. People define purposes. This is my purpose in life. Question is, you can fulfill the purpose, yet you are not fulfilled as an individual. I hope you got that. I can't repeat that line. You can fulfill the purpose, but we are not fulfilled. So how does this work? Very simple. If we dedicate ourselves while fulfilling the purpose, then the fulfillment of purpose, that is a proof that we are on path to happiness. That we are happily on the path to a fulfilled life. If we dedicate ourselves to the purpose. We define the purpose. We do. People sat down in the room, wrote down their goals, said that this is what's going to be. And I don't know. You see, dedication. Missing element. I've seen people who tell me that I do many things. I do many things. Nothing wrong in doing many things. you know, for someone who needs some changes in their approach, I could come across as a coach. For somebody who needs a complete shift in their identities and their values and their beliefs, I can come in as a mentor. Or somebody who says, listen, I have a bad habit, can I just come and talk to you? And, you know, well, yeah, you know, I'm probably a hypnotherapist or whatever. Those are the roles I play externally, internally. Yeah, I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a brother, I'm, you know, a caregiver. I mean, I don't know, whatever. All these roles I play. So we all play. You have probably 100 roles you are playing right now, right? The roles, it's one of some of these roles define your identity. But most of these roles you play without seeking an identity, because they're part of your existence, they're part of our life. But there exists a key element that sets an individual to the path of fulfillment. One element we now found out, and that is mastery. Mastery in one thing. That if you somehow magically master that one thing, whatever it is, no idea what that is, very subjective to you. If you master that one thing, you will be on the path to fulfillment. Mastery is one element of fulfillment. Well, all these things that I'm sharing with you are elements of fulfillment. To have a happy and a fulfilled life. And in a happy and a fulfilled life, if you're just tuning in, or just start, you caught me in this conversation a little late. Happy, fulfilled life. Happy and a fulfilled life is not a perpetually happy and a fulfilled life. In a happy and a fulfilled life, you are constantly being challenged to seek fulfillment. You are not always happy. And that pain and agony and uncertainty and lack of clarity do exist. But with confidence, with clarity, and with a strong, and you holding your ground as with your true identity, you will pass through all the uncertainties and arrive wherever you want to arrive. We feel all the emotions throughout the day. We are not overcoming, we are not suppressing those emotions. I'm a happy man, so I should not be feeling unhappy. That's completely untrue. You should. In fact, if you are a truly happy man, your unhappiness is nothing but an element for your self-growth. As simple as that. So we know that if you somehow dedicate yourself to learning that one skill or one talent and give everything that you have to it and seeking mastery, and in the process, through hard work, acquiring the mastery, then you are on the path to self and you know, fulfillment. You're having a fulfilled life, a happy and a fulfilled life. We know now that. Again, this is the data that I have gotten from people. Now, what gives you power? Well, the control on the subject that I work with, or the area within which I work at my company, gives me, you know, a sense of deep fulfillment. I hear that from people all the time. I play different roles. Roles are different. But the identity we give to one of those roles makes you unstoppable, makes you invincible. So one of my requests to you, if you could not make it to Success 2020 and you are listening to this show, is that I want you to kind of do some little bit of introspection into yourself and say, you know, which role defines your identity, that which you do? See, radio shows don't define my identity. But the show, the idea, the notion, the thought, and the sharing that happens on a show, that defines my identity. I wish I had more time to go into this. But if at all our paths cross again, then I will. Ask me the question, if our paths cross. We also now know that if you are lively in your existence, and if you are interested in everyone and in everybody, you are on to the path of fulfillment. Oh, there's too many words there. You are lively in your existence. When somebody is lively in their existence, they're not judging you. They're not grading you. They're not putting you in any categories. They're not saying you're beautiful, you're smart, you're dumb, you're ugly. None of those things. Because they are lively. They're existing. They have incredible energy around them. They can uplift the whole room or the whole auditorium or a whole place with the fill it up with a whole different kind of energy. They're lively. They're happening. They're not judging you. You are intimidated by them. That's a whole different story altogether. That's your own values. But they are happy. They're lively. Now, if you are lively and you are existing in that liveliness, and you are because you are interested, you know, and you are also interested in people, in everyone and everybody, that is an element of you having a fulfilled life. Now, these are separate elements, and you heard it from the beginning of the show, these are separate things, but when you put them together in a mix, you're doing three of the five, or all the five that I shared here. Well, this is based on my understanding. There could be more to this. No idea. I can't claim I know it all. But then, and you start putting these things together, you know, this is the, you know, it seems to be that this is the formula. And I've shared this formula multiple times in a different context altogether. And I'm actually, I'm sharing this with you, coming out of Success 2020, based on the questions I've gotten there, and based off my way of responding to them, I'm kind of mixing all that and sharing it here because I have a wider reach. Couldn't reach all the people in that room, but now I can because of this medium, as simple as that. If you're just tuned in, my name is Srini Saripalli. This is Success with Srini, a show on human design, human engineering, human excellence. I'm here every Saturday between 9 and 9:30 having this conversation with you. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. Aaron is telling me I have less than 3 minutes. I'm not sure if this conversation made any sense, if you were with me all this time. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. If you are listening to this, just give me a call here in the studio and let me know that this made sense. And that's all I need as a validation that you heard. Just, you know, we know now that one caller who calls in, there are 100 or 150, what's that Aaron number? Some number of people who are silently listening. They don't call, they don't email, they don't get in touch with you, but they are listening. We know that. So for one caller, there are probably 100. Listening. Okay. I think there's an industry number of 50 or something, but this is Bali and Bali, lot of listeners for Bali. So we just double that number. Just kind of just give it. So okay. So I've been told I have less than 3 minutes. 888-818-0404 is the number in the studio. You have a question for me, you are welcome to call in now if you have a question. If you want to, I have gotten a lot of questions from people. You know, Srini, I have a situation going on. I have a challenge going on. I want to talk to you. If you can go to my website, positivepositioning.com, we dropped the requirement that you have to pay, you have to show up, any of those things on the site. So all you have to do is just go to the website, positivepositioning.com, and you can actually schedule time to talk to me. Okay, very quick call. I'll get on a call with you very quickly. And if I am able to help you, I'll tell you. If not, I have to send you something, I'll send you. Or I have to send you something, or you send to send you somewhere, I will send you somewhere too. Thank you for calling. Your name, where are you calling from? You there? Hello? We lost? Okay, maybe not. 888-818-0404 is the number. Let me see if we still have the caller. Well, let's try one more time. Okay, can you speak up, please? Yeah? No? Okay.
Hi. My name is Cynthia.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you for calling.
How about you?
I'm doing
fine. Oh, my gosh. I've only listened for the last 5 minutes. I just hopped on, and I just wanted you to know that... It absolutely makes perfect sense what you said.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And thank you.
Not just that, but it's more expensive. You know, you're talking about not evaluating others, and that evaluation of others and, you know, constant evaluation of our lives and whatnot creates so much disturbance, inner disturbance.
Yep.
You know, it's living the truth of ourselves.
Thank you for the validation. I was just Thank you. I'm told, Cynthia, that I've less than. Thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you. Told less. Thank you. Appreciate it. Okay. Okay. My time is up. I got to go. When our times are up, we all have to go. That's how life is. You have a wonderful weekend. Stay engaged. Stay focused. Be on your higher path. Understand that every challenge is very small in the pursuit of the bigger goal and the bigger purpose. Trinity Poly wishing you all the best, and I'm looking forward to our paths crossing again. Till such time, you stay fulfilled, you stay happy, you stay engaged, and that you know that there's always a bigger purpose why you are here and what you're doing. Okay, so next Saturday I'll be here live again. Till such time, you live wonderfully, live empoweringly. Thank you. Bye now.